Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you, we are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. The season is right up on us. We are 3 weeks out to the day from Premier League football. So much going on here on First Touch. Club World Cup final, I was out for, so we're going to just, I'm going to throw my thoughts on that here in the first segment with our co-host Nico Beef Sauce here, because, I mean, just not the result that I expected, and it certainly hurt the wallet. But, I mean, in terms of a transfer window, I don't remember one that sticks out as being so active. I mean, guys are just going all over the place. I feel like there have been 100 moves since I was last on, and we're going to get – we have them all covered, man. I mean, the dynamic of the Premier League is it feels like day by day shifting. Liverpool makes the moves. Then City's making moves. Arsenal hits big with Gyökeres coming in, which we'll discuss here on this episode. And, I mean, it's just – I haven't been this excited for a season in a long time. Even United doing some business. Rashford gone to Barcelona. Sad, but obviously necessary based on the circumstances. And we're going to talk United and how that summer has been going so far, what still needs to be done. And then we're going to be previewing the 2025-2026 season. Me and Nico were talking before the show, and it feels like the season just ended, and here we are, and that's the beauty of a lot of these summer tournaments. So we're going to look ahead. We're going to look at the first five games as a block, who has the most difficult schedules, what we're going to expect out of those teams who have such a rough go off the start. And man, I just got to say, I'm so amped up to be back. And some exciting announcements as well. We're going to be adding an hour at the start of this season. So First Touch will be 2 hours. We're going to figure out the actual layout of that, but we couldn't be more fired up to have all the time in the world to talk every game, every moment, every goal, all the controversy, the red cards, the transfers, and the season's about to get rolling, so get fired up. Coming up next, we're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce and talking Club World Cup final here on First Touch. Don't move.
Message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, bringing on Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, it feels like it's been forever since we were last on together, but I could not be more excited to be back. We're just in this. We couldn't even wait. We're in the intermission here and just chatting it up, talking transfers and everything. But Nico, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, my man. And we were chatting up about some transfer rumors because, as everybody knows, we're a month away from the premiere of the Premier League. So these teams want to close up the roster, make the big moves now, so they are ready for that first game. Because off the gate, we have some crazy schedules coming up, and we'll cover them on the show.
It's so good. I'm so hyped, dude. But we'll go. Let's do this first. Let me just run through the Club World Cup final. I know you guys obviously heard from Nico and his opinion on it last week. I'm going to throw mine in there. I mean, obviously, 3-0 Chelsea was definitely not what we anticipated. The tape on that one definitely hurts the reputation over here for myself. I absolutely nuked PSG. I had PSG and then Alcaraz as a parlay the Sunday at Wimbledon as well. And man, I got both of those just dead wrong. Both bets dead off rip pretty much. Cole Palmer, 2 goals, 1 assist. Joao Pedro gets the third. I mean, this is all Chelsea. The one thing I will say, Doué passed up on the chance to shoot to try and square it off to make it a perfect goal like 10 minutes in, which kept it at 0-0. That goes in, it could be a completely different game, and that's it. And you obviously, you'll never know, and it's all hearsay, but I think we can all agree that those things happen in sports often. You look back and you're like, well, what if? But nonetheless, after that, I mean, Cole Palmer exposed. This is the first time we've seen PSG look weak in 2 years, Nico. I mean, this is a stomping.
I mean, what I said on the last show, and I'm a true believer of it, and I want your opinion on it, is Maresca pushing Cole Palmer to the side of the field. We usually see him in the center midfield attacking position number 10. He pushed him off to the side, and that seemed to give Cole Palmer so much more space than he usually gets in time with the ball. PSG did not anticipate that, and he punished them in every single way possible.
Dude, I mean, the way that why I liked him out wide is it allowed him to get the ball and cut inward and head towards the middle of the pitch and then be able to decide what he wants to do from there. And you saw it on the second goal. He's out wide, comes inside, the overlap comes in, and he does this it was just brilliant, this little fake, and defender goes with the overlapper, as you know, as most of them would, and he just buries it. It passes it into the bottom corner like nothing. I mean, both goals, it was just, it looked like a training ground finish, just passing it into the bottom corner. You see so often these guys try and blast those into the top ends, and I mean, that and the assists as well. I mean, It was just it was a masterclass from Chelsea, to be honest. They absolutely they deserved every bit of that. And I mean, it's what we spoke about. You know, you said it. I said, do they really have a chance? And you said it's a cup final, and that's right. I mean, it's just
and the fact that they scored first. I said that as well. I said the only way for them to get anything out of this game is to go up 1-0 and put PSG on the back foot, because we've seen what PSG can do when they score one, when it rains, a poor type of situation with them.
What do you make of the Club World Cup as a whole? Just
I loved
obviously
it.
All wrapped up.
I
it
loved
was nice,
it.
Right?
I thought it was
the money is crazy. The money's crazy.
The money,
I mean,
the money's crazy. I don't know how teams are going to handle it on the next one, because I think there's going to be some negotiations of leaving some key players out. I mean, Musiala injury was probably the most negative thing that came out of it.
Yeah.
But overall, to generate all that money, to generate all that hype, fans traveling into those cities, and obviously we're creating some movement in the middle of the summer and entertainment for us. I mean, I honestly wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I think that it needs some refinement to really make it what it should be. It obviously is a lot on the players' legs. I mean, now think about it. They get pretty much no break this year and then go into the season, and then after that it's World Cup next year. So it's interesting, though. I definitely enjoyed it. All right, let's just get into it, man, because, you know, I feel like with all that's happened in the last 2 weeks, to talk about something that happened 2 weeks ago is just insane to me. I mean, we're going to go through all of them. What move for you stood out the most and made the biggest statement going into this season over the last few weeks?
I'm going to say that as of right now, it is the Gyökeres move for Arsenal, because we saw what Gyökeres can do last year, especially in the Portuguese league, but also in the big games in the Champions League that Sporting played. If this guy can put up similar numbers in the Premier League for Arsenal, I think that makes him an immediate contender. If you remember last season, we saw a lot of games, Arsenal struggling, 1-1, 2-2 draw, missing that extra piece that was going to put the game away for good. Now they get a center forward that basically all he does is score. I mean, he is a great player all around, but that's what he gets the big bucks for.
Yeah.
And I will say that in terms of moves and in terms of affecting a team's trajectory, Arsenal hasn't won anything in I don't even know how long. He's a pretty substantial piece in that team.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing that everyone's been saying for 3 years. You know,
yeah,
all they need is a striker. Everything else is pretty much there. Now, obviously, I still think that there's areas where they could definitely improve. But I mean, they're taking care of those areas in this window. And this was the statement. This was it. You know, every time Fabrizio would post a transfer for Arsenal, Zubimendi, you know, you go to the comment section, still need a striker, signing anyone but a striker. And now this is it. And I don't know if you saw, but he's taking 14 as well, Henry's number.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you know,
look,
who else took 14? Rashford took 14 in Barcelona.
Oh, my goodness. Rashford. We'll get to him for sure. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think that it's always a question mark when they're coming from, you know, a league like the Portuguese league. You know, when you haven't played in the Premier League, you look at some of the clubs he played for previously. But I mean, look, the numbers don't lie. I think he had 54 goals in all comps over this last calendar year. I believe that's more than the entire front three of Arsenal combined last year. I think they had 40 something goals. So that's just, I mean, in itself is it. And I mean, they have everything else figured out. I mean, like this was, I mean, we'll see. It really comes down to if he's a flop or not. Like if he's not a flop, even if he's half of a flop, I still think that this pushes them over the edge. But I mean, Liverpool are doing absolutely everything in their power to prevent that from happening. Because as good as his transfer's been and the overall summer, like what's going on right now with them is insane. We're not even going to get into that one right now, just because we're gonna go on a tangent. But you brought it up, so let's talk about it. Rashford to Barcelona. I think it was a 14 million. It was a loan, and they pay his whole wages. He's getting paid like 14 million a year. Took a pay cut to play there. Big for United that they are not responsible for any portion of those wages. There's a buy clause that's optional at the end. I think it's at like 30 million, which for me is an absolute bargain. Obviously, I think that, you know, he had a rough go over the last couple of years, but it's not like Manchester United was an easy place to play with a positive environment. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if he started going off. I mean, when he had that stretch 2 seasons ago, it was like he was playing like the best player in the world. So that's in there. I think that mentally a change, moving away, he's been at United since he was a kid, will be positive for him. I'm happy for him. I like that he didn't say anything negative about the club on his way out and in his interviews. And look, I'll be rooting for Barca next year. I was going to because I love Yamal, but now Rashford's there as well. I hope he succeeds. I really do. But your thoughts on that move for him and for United?
First of all, I want to know if you consider Rashford a United legend. In my
legend.
Eyes,
he has this legendary
figure, man. Like Marcus Rashford coming from the academy of Manchester United, and he's been there in the biggest moments that this club has
can't
lived
be a legend for Manchester United if you've never won the league with Manchester United. Like that's can't like
I
look
think,
at the list.
I think
look
that,
at the, no, but
I
you gotta that, look at the qualifications for this club are too high. Maybe at City he would have been a legend. You know, where, you know, history is new there. But, like, here, no way, bro. The list is too long. He's definitely an iconic of this generation, maybe you could say, of the last decade, maybe you could say. But, like, he hasn't accomplished nearly enough. As much as I love him and think that he's, you know, a staple of what United is, yes. He can be, like, you know, iconic in a way, I guess, because he is what – that academy to the first team story is United at a core. But – I think legend.
Maybe iconic.
Hey, look, maybe he comes back. Maybe he comes back and achieves everything when things are better. That would be sick. I'm here for that. A little Ronaldo, but it actually works out this time. We'll see. But we're going into more transfers coming up next on First Touch. So do not move. I'm your host, Ty Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. Coming right back.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am your host, Tyler Levine. Nico Beef Sauce with me here. Nico, let's get right back into these transfers, man, because there's, again, just so much going on. Let's just talk Liverpool as a whole for a minute. They bring in Etiquette. Is that how you say it?
Etiquette.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're going to go with that. They bring him in £80 million, roughly, and some add-ons. And then obviously the news breaks that Isak wants out of Newcastle. He's rumored to be obviously interested in Liverpool, because who wouldn't be? I mean, they have just been throwing money all over the place and just stacking this roster. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's rumors of Luis Diaz. They would potentially accept a sale of him for the right number. Bayern interested in Luis Diaz, who's a fantastic player to begin with. And you look at that, and even if he goes, they are, for me, the overwhelming favorite to not only win but repeat as Premier League champions. Your thoughts on Liverpool and all that just has been going on this summer with their transfer business?
So if I take Isak out of the equation, we have Alisson in the goalkeeping position, Virgil van Dijk and Konate, Kerkez on the left, Frimpong on the right, McAllister, Gravenberch, and then we have Mo Salah. We have Florian Wirtz, and we have Etiquette up top. If you can think of any team that has reached this amount of firepower within a transfer window, because those two moves that Liverpool made with Frimpong and Florian Wirtz in the beginning of the summer, it just went boom. Nobody even noticed. And now they're in position to sign probably one of the hottest prospects coming out of Bundesliga. I'll remind you that Haaland was one of those prospects a few years back. And bro, now this guy's coming over to the scene. He's a goal scorer. He's fast. He's strong. And he's going into a team that, if you fit like a glove, you have immediate impact. Jota did the same thing. Luis Diaz did the same thing.
Bro, it's like, it's so hard to fail almost. It's almost exactly. no matter who it was that you plug in there. And I like that they went with like a more like a younger, more like, you know, fiery, and more like a twitchy player who's like good on the ball. Like, I'm happy they didn't go with like just a big number nine center forward to like, you know who's gonna, you know, play with his back to goal and lay it off. Like, I think that this is the type of player that people will be doubting right now, but that just like when you look at it, it's gonna be Wirtz and Mo Salah crossing ball, you know, dangling past the defense and laying it off to you. And like, as long as you can just not miss an open goal, like, you're bound to have 10 plus Premier League goals at least. And that's only
easily
that's only on chances that you don't even have to create yourself. You add in obviously your own bit of magic, which all of these players are capable of, and now you're talking about a 15-20 goal season in a team like this. It's very similar to Haaland a couple of years ago with City, where he comes in and it's like the guy scored like 50 goals in his first year, and you look back at the tape of the goals and it's like, bro, look at this team. They're providing for him. Like, and obviously, again, then you add in what he does on his own and the magic that he can produce, and that's what happens. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Etiquette was Marmoush center forward partner last year. That's where Marmoush came from. So,
if you add in Isak though, like now, like bro, that it's like, there's no way that they don't lose unless injuries happen in their defense. Like
three goals per game.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's insane, dude. Isak, bro, dude. Isak with Salah and Wirtz, McAllister, like, that is crazy. And the other side of this also, and we'll talk, I mean, Rodrigo is out of Real Madrid, or at least they are open to selling him if the number's right. And instantly, that news drops, and then he's immediately linked to Liverpool.
They're
saying if Diaz gets sold to Bayern, Rodrigo's coming in.
And don't forget that Jota is not in the play anymore, so they need a winger slash...
Yeah.
A winger that can bring goals. I mean, they need players.
This is getting insane, dude. I mean, like, this is the type of business that, as a United fan, like, I wish that we were conducting business this way. Like, it took us 44 days to complete the Mbeumo signing. Like, that... And here, Liverpool are just shooting their money cannon all over the place blindly.
I will say though, for a United fan, in the position that United is right now, obviously no European competition, obviously finished 17th last year, shockingly for everybody. I mean, every player that has to come to the team has to be into coming and playing for United. I wouldn't just sign players just kind of like getting them engaged with like a really high salary like they did with Jadon Sancho.
Yeah.
It turns out Jadon Sancho doesn't give a rat's, you know what, you know, playing for United. So it's like, I would wait and make correct moves. And I think that Amorim is doing that because he wants to make sure that whoever comes in is going to be ready to play for him.
Yeah. We'll get into United because there's a lot, surprisingly, a lot actually has been going on, which is, you know, a lot of good, a lot of, you know, fingers crossed. But Xavi Simons and Chelsea talks have started, have opened. The young Dutch player is phenomenal. I mean, he's been viral and all over the internet since he was a kid for PSG, I believe he played for in the Barcelona academies as well.
Leipzig.
One of those first, like when you know, the younger generation started getting showcased a lot more on social media, he's one of those like first players from like that group of individuals. And I mean, where do you think he fits into this Chelsea team?
I think that Chelsea needs players that can step up when Cole Palmer either needs to play on the winger side, which we saw in the final, and I feel like it's a great move because Cole Palmer opens up the field so much for them. But Xavi Simons, I'm a Bundesliga fan. I've watched him play in Leipzig. He played with people like Sesko and Openda, which are good players, but they're not world class. And if he can bring that type of like fluidity in the game for Chelsea, he's a player that can assist. He's a player that can score. And most importantly, he's a young player that does not get injured often. So
yeah,
I think amazing addition, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Chelsea have been doing, I mean, look at where they were at and look where they are now. Qualified for Champions League, won the Club World Cup, making a ton of money, making the right sales, making profiting on the sale of their players. So as much as obviously they've been clowned to the degree of, you know, just signing everybody and anybody and, you know, to 10-year contracts, you know, you look at the actual business when you really, you know, look into it and they're
making a ton of cash.
Absolutely.
Where a lot of other teams are not. And, you know, buy and sell players that have had a negative loss for 5 years. I think it was, you know, 10 years after Alex Ferguson. Dan James was the first profitable transfer that United had made since Ferguson retired. I think that was a statistic. Which is an incredibly embarrassing statistic, may I add. I think it's a good move for Chelsea. I like the idea of Palmer out wide. I think
I think Chelsea would be doing amazing if they can build on this season that they just had, because you described it perfectly. They started off the season being clowned for having 100 players on the roster, 6 keepers and 14 left backs. And now they're in a position where not only they won trophies and they finished Champions League, what can they do next? Because that's for top level teams, Tyler, you know this the best. It's all about what you can reach, all about what you can build.
You mentioned Xavi Simons and playing with Sesko. Sesko is rumored to be potentially interested in joining Man United. I don't necessarily know how I really feel about that. The other one that's being the other name that's being thrown out there now is Ollie Watkins, which would be interesting. I wanted to hear your takes on both those names because those are really at this point the names that are being thrown out there. Obviously, Isak has said that he wants out of Newcastle, but you know, who really knows the reality of that? Nonetheless, your thoughts.
The thing about Sesko is I don't like him at all. So asking me about Benjamin Sesko as a player is like basically asking his biggest hater if you think he's going to succeed. I really don't like him. I really think he misses so many chances. He's burned me on a lot of over 2.5s just by scoring one freaking goal and he couldn't do it. So he's on my blacklist. I do think that Ollie Watkins, in terms of the fact that he's Premier League proven, is a big deal, number one. And number two, I don't see how he leaves Villa for United, but maybe if he believes into the project that United are proposing to him, he would be an amazing addition.
I think so as well. Him and Xerxes as like him. A, you know, in and out would I think a lot I of people it. Also were talking about United, you know, needing a striker desperately. And while I do agree that we need one, I think that a lot of people are also overlooking Xerxes. I don't know if it's just me, but like when he plays, and what I noticed most is when Højlund was in the game last season, and the just the style of play versus when he came in, it was an immediate difference. It was immediately more aesthetic. They immediately had more fluidity. He's much more active. He can dribble. He can pass. Shooting could probably use a little improvement, but more importantly, like the reports are with him that he's the last one to leave every day. After his walking down the tunnel against Newcastle when he was booed off the field, he really turned it around, took that on the chin. And you know, I think that bringing in a Premier League proven striker like Ollie Watkins would be unbelievable. What I don't want to do is spend another $60 million on a guy like Sesko, who is not Premier League proven. Where, you know, and it's more so for me looking at like who would be up top. Mbeumo, Cunha, and Ollie Watkins with Bruno in behind sounds like a lot better than what we had last year. A lot better. And it's a
big upgrade.
Yeah, it's a big upgrade, bro. I mean, all these other teams are getting, you know, good. And like, you know, we'll get into expectations for United, but if it's me, I'm going for Watkins. I do think that he is going to be a lot more difficult to actually acquire than Sesko. But I will give a third option of what I would love for United to do when we come right back. And I've been brewing this one up in my head for 2 days now. So I'm excited to tell it to you and everyone listening here on First Touch. So do not move. Bold prediction and you know, thought process coming up next here on First Touch from your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Coming right back.
Out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch, here with your host, Sal Levine, and Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, I alluded to it before we went to break here, and I have my bold prediction of at least what I – not prediction, I guess – what I want to happen. This is what I want United to offer, and I want to know what your thoughts are on this offer.
I would, to achieve the to acquire Isak, I would offer Garnacho, Hoyland, Antony, and Jadon Sancho, which, based on their valuations, which is Garnacho at $45 million, Hoyland 35, Antony 35, Jadon Sancho 28 million, is £143 million worth of players, and then I would throw $60 million cash on top.
I would say amazing move. I just don't think that Newcastle will say yes to acquiring all those players because I'm not sure that they need them. I will say that Isak, if it's true that he asked to leave, this is a massive problem for Newcastle because I don't see any other number nine that could replace a player like Isak in terms of his contributions into the game. I will say that in terms of him and his expectations for the next season, playing for Newcastle or playing for Liverpool is completely different. If he goes to that Liverpool team, Liverpool immediately becomes the number one favorite, undeniable, undisputed favorite for the Premier League. Are we agreeing on that?
Yeah, man. I mean, what are we even? I think that, right. that's pretty much the case already.
And then he is number one contender to be first goal scorer, top goal scorer in the league, and he makes Liverpool a massive favorite for the Champions League also. So playing for one team versus the other is such a big difference that I wouldn't be surprised if he says, hey, I want out. And if he chooses
Liverpool, that shouldn't even be allowed for him to go to Liverpool, man. Come on, dude. That's like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
It's kind of a super team, to be honest.
Bro,
man.
It would be insane. Are you kidding me?
And they have
people would be forgetting that the Verts move even happened. It's like, oh, you know, casually just, you know, they paid $140 million for him. They're going to drop another $140 on Isak after sending $85 on Etiquette, or however you say his name, which I will probably never be able to get right on the show. But
if you ask me, I would much rather teams wait for this perfect moment and splurge because the talent that they've acquired, if you look at the ages of the players
they just signed.
And listen, you know, Liverpool's biggest issue right now would be Konate. His contract is expiring next season. If they're able to extend him, their top 11 is literally world class.
Yeah, all around. Yeah, all around. I mean, I will say it's interesting that if it's true that Isak asked to leave, why did he wait until all these other teams signed a striker to say something? Like if he wanted to go to an Arsenal or a Liverpool, and I mean that, nothing's going to have changed from a month ago. Why wouldn't he be asked to already leave? And is there a chance that he might just have a burning love in his heart for Manchester United?
I mean, if you were Isak, would you go to Manchester United right now?
Like, yeah, dude, are you kidding me? Look at Mbeumo. Like he's like, I grew up watching the United. United are the most legendary club in England. That will never change, legendary-wise. We might be a laughingstock right now, but players want to play there for some reason. I don't know why, personally.
Let's have a debate on this since we have some time. How is United more legendary than Liverpool? Liverpool has more Champions League than you guys, and now they have 20 league titles, which evens it out. So, I mean, I know that United was always the most legendary club in terms of
Premier League titles,
though.
No, two Premier League titles, two of in the modern era for Liverpool. No.
Oh, modern era.
I mean, look,
sound the same
for me as a 28-year-old. What I consider my life that I'm able to speak on is. It is the legendary status right there. I mean, nothing for me in Premier League history will ever be more. I think the most legendary manager is Sir Alex Ferguson. I don't think anybody can dispute that, Premier League-wise. And during the period of time that he was the manager, they won everything and the most and had the likes of a Ronaldo, who was a Ballon d'Or winner in my lifetime. You know, you go all the way back. You know, maybe it's Liverpool. I also just think, you know, United.
Present and future screams Liverpool.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Yeah. And in sports, I mean, you can go all the way back to Ruud van Nistelrooy and Eric Cantona, but what Liverpool is about to do, they're about to create generational success. That's what
about
I think.
At least what we can speak on now that is definitive, they haven't done that yet. So until happens, it's up for discussion. But the other thing that happened in regards to United, they asked Villa for an Emi Martinez loan. From what I understand, that was spit on, that idea. Why would they even ask? You know, I guess some people are saying, you know, you got to ask, you got to shoot. But, like, I mean, are we serious here? He's, like, one of their most important players.
I think personally, the biggest thing that United has to address, and I've told you this before, is the goalkeeping position. If they are planning to, and I'm hearing nothing about a goalkeeper. I mean, I read that rumor about Martinez, but it didn't seem too official to me. I would say that if United is planning to keep Onana under the goalpost, Onana is about to face the first mistake he makes. It's memes right away. So,
bro, he has to go. We've been saying that since the middle of last season. Yeah, dude, trust me. I wish that Villa said yes to this. I wish. I just think that it was foolish to ask. This would have been the biggest move of the summer for us. It would have been the biggest signing out of everybody. Onana is hot garbage. He's disgusting. I don't even want to talk about him. But let's get into it because it's here, man. We're 2 weeks out, essentially, from or 3 Fridays out from Premier League football. Like, when we are talking in 3 Fridays, it will be a game day. And we will have a game to talk about and games to predict, parlays to throw around, and I couldn't be more excited. Now, maybe I should curb my excitement because I was looking at the toughest first 5 games and the list of the clubs in the Premier League and who had, you know, based on all the statistics and data, the most difficult first 5 games to play. And I pull up the article, and the first team that I see is Manchester United. It goes United, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Everton, Liverpool. United being the most difficult, Liverpool the least out of the clubs that I read off. Now, United's first 5 games. You have Arsenal at home to start the season, which is just devastating. Gyökeres, everyone was saying before this summer, everyone was like, oh, he's going to United. We don't get Champions League. He goes to Arsenal, and we have to face him at home first day. Then we go away to Fulham, who I expect to have a very solid season off of a solid season last year as well. Burnley home. I pray that that is a win. If it's not, we're going to have some serious issues and therapy that needs to get done. And then we go away to Manchester City on the 4th game. And then after that, we have to play Chelsea at home. So, I mean, that's pretty much as bad as it gets in terms of my mental health looking at this. If we can walk out of this with – I mean, what would you say, Nico? If United walk out of these first 5 games with X amount of points, it is a win for them.
I will say that in those 5 games, if United gets 10 points – it would be massive success. That'd be the
best case scenario.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in terms of goals, if you want to be Manchester United, the most legendary club in England, that should be your goal. If there's another case scenario where they're like bottom 3 of the league,
I think that's probably more likely. I mean, let's look at this just on a game by game scenario. Arsenal at home, you expect 0 points out of that. I'm sorry.
A draw. I mean,
I think draw is, you know, is a hope.
A win.
A win is, you know, probably realistically speaking, you know, something that is hard to look at and say with confidence that that's going to happen. So, like, let's assume worst case scenario here: Arsenal 0 points, Fulham a draw. That's 1 point. Burnley, that's a win. 4 points. City away, loss. Not picking up nothing there. And then Chelsea at home, you get maybe a draw. So, like, what are we looking at there? 8 points? Like, that for me is, like, kind of worst case. If we can get that, I'd be, like, I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't be devastated. Anything less than 8 points for me is like, okay, the alarms are sounding already. Anything more than 8 points is, like, okay, like, we might have something here this season.
I will say that being in the beginning of the season, you have an advantage to present something that can surprise your opponent.
Yes.
And I am pretty sure that – Amorim is not going to prepare the team to be bottom 3 at the beginning of the league because he has to showcase immediately improvement. No European competitions coming up, a ton of time, And whatever signings United needs to make, I feel like they're going to finalize their roster within the next week or so.
They have to. We need some more movement there. And let me ask you, what are your expectations for this United team? Like, let's say that everything stays as is, or maybe you can throw in the idea that maybe we make another signing or two. We sign a striker and a goalkeeper. I don't know. What are your expectations?
If United signs Ollie Watkins and a good goalkeeper that can provide confidence into the team, I do see United finishing top eight. But those two moves are
top seven for me is I would be happy with anything more. Oh, yeah. If we finish seventh, I'm happy. More than seventh, I'm thrilled. Top four, I'm over the moon. Less than seventh, disappointed. I mean,
if you want to be honest with yourself, Tyler, if you want to be honest with yourself, you're going to have no midweek games. All you have to prepare for is one.
That's why game. I think that for me, it's like top four or bust, kind of. Or you could say top five. You know,
because, top four, forget it. But I'm saying European.
Bro, you
position.
Never know, though. Like, dude, you really like, dude, think about how we've transformed our. I mean, dude, Cunha and Mbeumo had, I believe, a combined, 45 goal contributions last year, or 45 goals, which is more than our team. I mean, Boymo had 20 goals and Cunha had, 12? Something like that? 32 goals compared to the team's 44? You never know, man. You never know. Rashford gone, Amorim in, players loving him. Did you see today? I posted on my Instagram story. Asked about Colby Mainoo in the presser. He says big plans for him. I mean, I read that.
I've said before.
Okay, I might be emotionally invested into this season. I was pretty dead after the first 7 weeks last year. There were moments of happiness, but the overall vibe was just depression last year for me. So I don't want to go into this season feeling too high, but I'm getting nervous. Like, if we sign Ollie Watkins, I might start to freak out a little bit. Like,
set your expectations low and try to overachieve. Like, that's my motto. Because
the issue is they're almost so low. They're so low that I don't even believe in how low they are. Like, I'm like, I don't have expectations, but then part of me is like, maybe that's me trying to trick myself out.
But listen, how about a season similar to what Bournemouth did last year, right? Like, coming into the league, playing good football, beating some good teams at home. That can build your excitement. I know that United's goal for next year is going to be a European spot because you need that extra money coming in.
What if we just win the league? Like,
that's not going to happen. Now you're talking.
What are the odds? Here, 5,000 let's look right now. It's probably something crazy. I mean, who do you like to win the league?
I mean, obviously, I like Liverpool.
You're going Liverpool, right? I mean,
I can see Arsenal
for Arsenal though. Liverpool are plus 200. Arsenal are plus 225. City plus 300, right in there. Chelsea plus 800. United plus 4,000. Newcastle have better chances, according to Vegas, to win the league than United. And then right behind United's Tottenham at plus 5,000.
Yeah, just bet $100 on United, and you can feel like you did your part on a donation to.
I think we should do. I think we should do this before the season starts, where we'll each write out the whole table up and down. If anyone listening wants to do that as well and submit it, you guys can DM it to us on Instagram. Send it over to Sports Overnight America at Sports.
We should
America,
work
and at First Touch as well.
We should work on this, and the Friday before the first game, we go team for team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
top
do that.
Top to bottom. Yeah,
I like that. That'll be fun for everyone as well. All right, sweet. So, all right, let's do it. Up next, 2-minute drill here on First Touch. Man, I'm excited. I'm all giddy over here. This has been a great episode so far, and enjoy spending this time with you guys. But we're not done yet. Not done yet. Stick with us. 2-minute drill coming up next. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on.
OK, Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Time for the two-minute drill here on First Touch. Nico, who do you think has the most to gain out of the last couple weeks of this transfer window before the season kicks off, and or who has the most to actually accomplish?
I'm going to stick with Gyökeres to Arsenal in terms of the move of the summer. I think it was the piece that they were missing. And Zubamendi going to Arsenal and Arteta kind of having this moment of building everything up to this. I don't know what the season is going to look like for Isak, Arsenal.
Will the Isak transfer be bigger? If he stays in the league, is that a bigger signing than Gyökeres to Arsenal for you?
1 million percent, because Liverpool has Arne Slot in the bench. He's already a Premier League winner. Arteta cannot claim that. And experience matters, my friend. Isak is Premier League tested, and I told you before that is the premium that the teams play. And Etiquette coming in, a guy that can play on the wing, a guy that can come off the bench. Can you imagine?
You know who I think could be, if they had the money to do it, would be another place for Isak to go where he would really thrive. Barcelona.
That's kind of scary.
Lewandowski's getting older.
Lewandowski is getting paid $15 million.
Of course, but what I'm saying here is, like, could you imagine a front three of Rafinha, Isak, and Lamar, or even when Rafinha's? I mean, like, that's, bro.
If they could afford him, crazy. It would be feasible. But
they always find ways to afford these players. Everyone says there's no money, but
nonetheless, guys, thank you so much
for listening in here for the last hour. We'll be back next Friday. We're getting closer. We're inching closer to the Premier League kickoff, August 15th. I'm your host, Tal Avena, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Thank you, guys. First Touch next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. Have an absolutely unbelievable weekend. See ya.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.